So we have a week to 10 days.
Welcome to the City of Ocean City Zoning Board Regular Meeting, October 27th, 2021. If you have any electronic devices, please turn them off or silence them now. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mr. Becker.
Present.
Mr. Buck.
Here.
Mr. DeMarco.
Present.
Mr. Geary. Mr. Logue. Mr. Micarelli.
Here.
Mr. Price.
Here.
Mr. Patrizzi.
Here.
Mr. Waddell.
Here.
Under Secretary's reports, may I have a motion to adopt the September 22nd minutes?
Buck.
Second.
Waddell.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I now turn the meeting over to the Chair, Mr. Buck.
Thank you. We're going to bat out of order. We're going to start with Ender, ZBA 21-017.
Chairman, members of the board, Mike Walensky of Bob Trotshot LLP, on behalf of the applicant Arthur Enders. We're here tonight for an interpretation of ordinance section 25-205-2.2L to allow a recording studio to occupy unit 3 in a commercial use condominium located on lot 6, C3 of block 1106, also known as 204 11th Street. In the alternative, if we should need it, we're also here tonight for a use variance. Waiver of site plan to permit a recording studio. The property is located in the DB driving business zone. With regard to the interpretation, my only witness with regard to that is Tiffany Morrissey. At this time, I'd like to call Tiffany Morrissey and have her sworn in. I understand Tiffany has given testimony before this board previously. I would ask that she be recognized as an expert in the field of planning and able to provide testimony before this board without having to be qualified.
Come on up for a second. Let me show you up to you. Marcy, can you swear up front and tell us? Point of fact, she's been before the planning board. I'm not certain she is in here, but I could be wrong.
And if that. I had it, might have been several years past. But
well,
I
as long as you didn't, you don't say before I was here, because I've been here 41 years.
Several years past.
In any event. But what I will say, if we can have a short synopsis of your
Absolutely.
Because I guarantee you that there's at least three members that even if you had been in front of us would not have heard from you.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm a licensed professional planner and a member of the American Institute of Certified Planners with a Master's of City Planning from the University of Pennsylvania. I've been practicing as a professional planner for over 20 years throughout New Jersey, representing various boards as well as clients before boards, providing...
We're good.
Yeah.
You used to be Cuviello, correct?
That's
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is that
so
you're not playing boards what you're thinking?
No, she's been
okay,
before
we,
us, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I'll make this simple. Tiffany is a recording.
Oh, yeah. Qualified. Mr. Malinsky, there is a request by you for interpretation, and you're probably just here from our engineer on this. Site plan waiver, you do that, they can get the interpretation. If you don't, then we can hear the presentation on the variance. But if we can just, I know you said that she's going to be the one, the only one on the attorney, but let's leave it at that, and then I'll ask the board to vote. And there are a lot of people here tonight, and rather than hold everybody up, if it's granted, if, and I'm not saying it is, interpretation is granted, then we go from there. If not, then you make the control show.
Thank you, Mr. Solicitor. Tiffany, make this a recording studio permitted use in the DB zoning district.
In my professional opinion, it is a permitted use and it would fall under the criteria of one of the permitted uses in the DB zone. The DB zone permits a variety of uses, including retail sales, retail services, business services, as well as art studio and art center. An art studio and an art center is what I'd like to focus on primarily. The you don't have a definition in your ordinance of an artist studio or an art center or a studio in general, but if you refer to the CLE Illustrated Book of Development Definitions, fourth edition, and I'm going to try to read without my glasses. I'm going to read the definition. An artist studio is a place of work for an artist, artisan, or press person, including persons engaged in the application, teaching, or performance of fine arts, such as but not limited to drawing, vocal, or instrumental music, painting, sculpture, and writing. And we reference that because when you have no definition in your ordinance, you have to go to a commonly accepted definition. I believe that a recording studio falls under an artist studio, which would include vocal and instrumental music. And the location in the shopping center is appropriate for that because it has the parking and it's removed from any residential area, unlike other commercial zones that have more mixed use criteria allowed. There are other definitions I can refer to, including the definition of a studio from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, if you're interested, but
please
at
don't.
That point, that's the short version, and I can go longer if you would like.
Anything else?
Unless the board has any questions.
Okay. I will turn it over to Mr. McFadden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We did review it for the appeal. Obviously, it's not specifically mentioned, but as indicated, it is included as our studio, our center. I think this is the way appropriate variance could be granted. By the same token, it does fall on the same line as an arts studio.
Does the ordinance prohibit music studio?
Not prohibited, no.
A sentence, okay. Does the board have any questions of the professionals at this time? Seeing none, I'll open it up to the public. Anyone here wish to speak on this application? Yes?
Hi. So there is
Come on up.
You can go to the podium, okay? And I'm going to ask you first, raise your hand. You swear from the public hearing?
Yes, I do.
State your name. State your first, spell your last, and give us your address. And you can put your hand up.
Okay, so Monique.
T-A-R-T-A-R-B
as in Victor, B as in Edward, S as in Sam.
Okay, and your address?
13 Cindy Lane, Marmora, New Jersey.
Okay, and you have the podium. And what's your...
So I'm actually here on behalf of Orla Lane Incorporated, the owners of the two units, so one side and the one unit to the other. The building is actually part of a condominium association and has master deed restrictions, and I believe that what they're applying for are in violation of some of the restrictions contained within the master deed.
You have a copy of the master deed?
I do.
Can I see it?
Let me indicate that that is not an issue we need to deal with. We're dealing with zoning.
Okay.
But we'll hear anything that needs to be presented. Okay.
So the condo association would actually have to have a 75% approval vote in order for the restricted use to be approved.
We understand that we may decide that in the DD zone is an interpretation, and that covers all the DD zone, that this is a permitted use. That doesn't necessarily mean that this is going to be allowed to take place.
What's the status of the other units in the complex?
That's not our domain.
One is rented, and two are being used for personal business uses.
What sort of personal business uses? So are they open to the public?
It's an office space for...
As an office or storage?
I use as an office when I'm over there. Some of it's used for storage, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, that's all well and good, and that's something outside the domain of whether the DB, because when we vote, when the board votes on whether it's permitted use of the DB,
in the zone, we don't.
It's not just the property; it's the whole zone, anywhere within the municipality that's on DB. So whether or not it happens here. May or may not be. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to speak on this? Seeing none, I'll close to the public. Anybody want to summarize? Nope.
Just one question. I indicate that Mr. McFadden, because you may or may not need request site plan waiver. Is there any reason that this should have site plan waiver?
No,
sir. Okay. So I'm sorry.
Mr. Stein, if you will.
Okay. This is an application for interpretation of whether in the DB zone a music studio is permitted use. The applicant presents the testimony of Tiffany Morrison and site plan waiver. Tiffany Morrison, indicating that it is her professional testimony as a licensed planner that it is in fact a permitted in the DB zone, which does permit arts studios and arts centers. And the overall land use definitions, not just in, not in a city, but in general, indicate their arts and music arts centers, including local musical studio as well. And therefore, the applicant, therefore, opines, or yes, opines, that, that this is a permitted use. So I need, we need a motion. Motion would be that is a permitted use and that site plan request is
approved. Motion, Bach.
Second, Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Micarelli?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Chairman, Bruce Boyd, thank you very much.
Thank you. ZBA 21-014. Ladies.
For the record, we better here on behalf of the applicant to me.
Can we just let the record reflect that Mr. Price recused himself?
I understand that the board is going to be short tonight in that there are only about six voting members that can participate. This is a D variance, and I'll say what I said last time, why is the planning board attorney told me that we could proceed with a D variance with less than the seven required voting members. So at this point, unfortunately, we have requests that this application be taken on the table.
So, as a result, it is this board's traditional course of action, not just this, but everyone that I know and everyone that I've been supposed to before, that request for postponements when the amount of members does not constitute seven voting members at the matter of the table. Table at the request of the applicant upon the applicant indicating that they're ready to waive the time restraints. We will hear tonight within the time period, or we will postpone on that condition.
I have nothing.
The applicant waives all time restraints.
So if the board has no objection, go to the board secretary. What does it look like for the next?
Are we the 17th?
November 17th.
So let me just go now to the public, if I may.
Please.
Okay. The next regular board meeting is November 7th, 7 p.m. This matter is going to be tabled until that time without any further notification.
I don't know who does it.
The action filed on the law puts a high bar on the variance because they are not. That's why they do it. It's called an enhanced vote, is what the case law says. And that's what they have to prove, and they have to get five board members at a minimum to agree. And therefore, as I said, you have to practice every other vote. That's the character. So we apologize for everybody coming out here.
Because Julie's in
there. Mr. Chair, there's some people from the audience that might want to make a comment up to you, Michael. If it's on the substance of the application, okay, what's the question?
I have several neighbors that want to come.
Well, Mark.
Now, well, let me answer that. That's
okay. So I think she wanted it on the record.
On the record?
Yeah, you are, but she needs. She can't just talk out in the public.
I didn't know it was not picked up on that question. Seth, what's your name?
Tina Marshall.
Okay, you're not testifying, so I'm not going to ask you these questions. The question that we were asking is that can they send letters? And the answer is that the law is absolutely unequivocally clear. I said I've been here for 41 years. That case is over with, where the court said it's not. Okay? And it's never changed. No court's overturned that. So unfortunately, they're not. So let them know if they want to be heard, either to come here, hire an attorney, or I don't know what they're into. Yeah. Okay? Thank you.
You know the situation.
Yeah.
It's easy for people to come on a Wednesday night if they live sensitive.
I understand that.
Thanks.
That's why I apologize.
Thank you so much to you, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Just a point of, I couldn't hear what the gentleman was saying. He was facing you. No mic, so I'm not sure. I heard what you said.
And that's all. He said that he would like it postponed because there aren't 7 board members.
Okay. And you commented that you can do that without notification, or there will not be another notification.
What I said, because it's being tabled here on the record, and we have given a date certain, okay?
Yes.
That this is your notice. Right now, Mike, what I'm telling you, okay.
November 17th, 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
First on the docket.
No more notices.
I'm not guaranteeing it's first on the docket, but it'll be. I'm not guaranteeing it's first on the agenda, but it'll be on the agenda. He did.
Our meeting starts at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Last but not least, hopefully.
So I have a question. So we went through this last month.
And you know what?
How many more months are we going to do it?
Well, I hope no more months, sir. It is not the practice of this board not to have enough members. Unfortunately, one of the members has a conflict in the campaign. So that brings you down.
Brian's mortified.
Two of them is we don't have enough. Generally, we do have 8. Most of the time, we have 9. I can't speak for the members that aren't here tonight, but I will tell you that as I sit here over the years, I can tell you that this is a good board in terms of attendance. I'm a solicitor in other boards. I can't comment on that the same way.
No,
I can't comment
here.
Well,
we've dropped your time, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, but like I said, I apologize for any inconvenience. If there wasn't a conflict, we wouldn't be dealing with the issue. We'd be hearing the application and going from there. Again, apologize for people having to come, maybe a distance.
If anyone would like to discuss the application with me and the architect, we're here. We're going to be in the school to speak about it. Mr. Davis.
Okay.
All right. We're done with that application?
Yes, we are.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Do you want to vote on the tabling, or we're all good? All in favor?
No, we're all good.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah. Make a motion. Okay. Thank you.
Say it.
Well.